Get ready to laugh your ass off.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
It's the lesbian lounge.
Gee, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
We'll leave it tuned in and keep someone listening here all the time.
Space Coast.
Drag Queens.
Gyros.
Oh, man.
Hi. Hi, Janice.
Hi, Donna.
Welcome to the Lesbian Lounge on MyLesbianRadio.com.
So lovely to see you, because I just don't get to see you enough.
It's just we didn't spend enough hours together this weekend. We just didn't. Because
12 in one day isn't enough.
Dude, I dropped you off the second... I dropped you off exactly 12 hours after I picked you up. That was not
That's
a bad
what I'm
day.
Saying. Not a bad day.
Oh my 12 God. Hours only, not a bad day.
Whoa.
I'm just saying. Hi, everybody, and welcome, really, officially, to the Lesbian Lounge.
Officially.
On My Lesbian Radio. It's good
I
to have
you
back.
You got a little pony in there.
I got a big pony action going on today.
You do have a big pony action going on.
big top of the head. It's just like one handful.
You can grab a meatball.
You can grab from the top.
It's a handle. It's like a handle.
It's a handle. Very nice.
I did the...
You have the slidey backy.
I did the...
Eyeglass wearing look going on today.
Yeah, it's the I was late for work look.
No, I thought you have your eyeglasses on because you popped your contact... What the hell?
My pants are dry.
Because you popped your contact lens doing the double eye roll today, I thought.
Ugh.
That's what I thought happened.
Whatever you said made me roll my eyes so hard that I almost lost the contact in the back of my head.
Shamefully, we cannot share one single email of the day. Not one.
Not one.
Very biting, very cutting, very sour emails today.
Those are the best.
But look, they ended in brownies, and that's all that matters. Really.
Brownies and watermelon.
Brownies and watermelon. Meatballs?
And meatballs.
Meatballs.
I know, I burped. Like, oh my God, it's watermelon, meatball, and brownie.
And then did you blow it across the room like we practiced?
No, I don't do that to Vicky. I only do it to you.
If I did it to you, I would puke. You would puke. Nice.
That's how you gotta do it.
Very nice. Just like a boy.
We gotta add that to the end of that soundbite.
Good. Just like a boy.
Yeah.
First off, everybody in the room, I want you to... Stop it. Everybody in the room, I want you to turn to Vajayjay and say happy birthday right now.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Vajayjay.
It's a Vajayjay day day.
Who's in the room, Din Din?
All your fans, Donna.
Not just mine. Yours. Well, you're my biggest fan.
Big Daddy Ra's in there.
Aw, oh, hi, Daddy.
Mel is in there.
Are you kidding me?
Oh,
my. Call me Daddy.
That was beautiful. One more time.
No!
Shut up.
Oh, God.
Call me Daddy.
Oh, my God.
This is not about our private lives anymore. This is our...
You know, why'd you even have to say it?
I'm talking about the name of the person.
Unbelievable. You give it away, like, for free.
Stop it!
All right, honestly.
Say something else. Go on.
Goodbye, Mel.
I guess some people never change.
Right.
Or
Mel.
They quickly change and then quickly change back.
Mel's only in town one more night.
I know. I'm amused. You have to call and say goodbye because I was listening to the podcast this week. She was so cute.
Sister Wise Ass made it in.
Hey, girls.
Barb's a little late. I'm not going to say anything. No excuse, no note, nothing
yet.
Just in.
I don't understand. Yeah. I see that Edge is back.
Some people take liberties. The Edge is back.
Some people take liberties.
WNBA, Beth, late.
No show.
Late.
What's up with her? I know.
What?
She's in line.
She's in line getting us Sex in the City tickets. She'll be back tomorrow, actually.
Definitely.
That's
definitely
funny.
Good, very
so
good.
So seriously, did you shake off the long weekend yet?
Yes, it took, actually I was doing really good yesterday. Yesterday I came into work all energized, well rested, good positive attitude, and reminded everybody at every moment that it was Tuesday, not Monday. Here's how I answered the phone. Hi, this is Donna. It's Tuesday. Can I help you? Yeah, it was awesome.
That's queer.
It was very good.
Giant queer, wrapped in a homo, dipped in a fag. Once again. don't think that, now that I've met everyone in your office, you must know.
Yeah.
I can read their minds, and that's what they think.
I know, but it's okay. It's all right.
Because you said you knew that.
Yeah,
you
I'm
told
okay
me on St. Patrick's Day that you're aware that they all know that you're that weird
lady. I am
lady
that
in
woman
office.
In the office.
That woman in the office,
yeah,
that will wear
green
a green
on St.
shirt.
Patrick's Day with, yeah, the green earrings. Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah. I don't do that anymore, so not so much. I was really, really.
You did it this
out
past March.
I said that's it. I freaked myself out and at St. Patrick's Day. I haven't done it since. I don't check.
Wow,
I don't check.
Gemma just popped in.
What?
All the way from Australia.
Oh, Trish is here. Oh, now Beth. What's her line? What's her bullshit? What's her line?
I don't know. You'll have to ask Epstein's mom.
Radio. Jeez. So about the weekend, I mean, it was a long weekend, but not necessarily a full weekend for me. Now,
no?
What'd you do Friday?
What did I do Friday?
I slept. I know
Friday?
That I slept. Yeah, I wasn't feeling good.
I remember I called you and I'm like, you have to make Vicky tape best week ever.
Oh, yeah, did you?
I was watching.
I didn't know what I did.
What were you watching TV all night long, right?
I was watching 10 million things, and every single thing that I watched was hilarious. I don't know if it was because I was high.
It could have been the stone.
But every single thing I watched was friggin' funny.
Very good. That was, yeah, Friday night. I actually slept through everything I watched on Friday night.
Yeah.
Saturday was a beautiful rainy day. Can I borrow that?
Saturday?
Yeah, it was an absolutely amazing, water-filled, gushing, rainy day.
Oh, we went to go see
Win
in Vegas.
You went to a movie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, how was that?
It was very good.
Was it a
Cameron Diaz looked friggin' phenomenal.
Really?
There wasn't a scene that she looked bad.
Really?
Unbelievable.
And how was he in a movie?
Was so fun. He looked amazing, too. He's so handsome.
Good?
He's so,
yeah,
cute.
He's cute.
But, yeah, their chemistry was fabulous. And the best friend. Best
her
lines
best friend?
Ever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, at any time in the
who
night.
Is she?
I don't even know.
We
at
do.
Any time in the night, did you think maybe perhaps an intervention?
Really?
And the friend goes, I threw up my own purse. It was just like the perfect comeback.
I love it. Very good. Very funny. So Saturday.
Threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Saturday night. There's J-Ro.
There she is.
I got
Miss Space Coast Pride.
J-Ro came to visit us specifically. She came down and
it was
visited
great.
With us. She was
thank
very
God because she protected Miss Dina Jones from some
yes she did
from ugly some, characters. Some
fugly. It was a lovely group. We'll talk about that in a sec because we went to bed early Saturday night so that we could get up early and hit the road,
yeah,
for Space Coast Ride.
We that were on fun. The road at, no lie, at 7:20.
That part's
just because
true.
We had 10 stops to make by the time we got onto the main road.
Yeah, but we made great time. No traffic for a holiday Sunday, luckily.
Yeah.
We passed through where all those bad fires were in Palm Bay and everything, so we did good. And we get to Wickham Park, and from the main drag, should I say drag yet? Not yet. From the main road.
Say that, will you?
Froggitt just hopped in too.
Yeah.
From the main road, we see this entire huge pavilion just blast covered with rainbow everything.
Balloons,
Jimmy
sheets,
and
colors.
Kevin and John and the boys of the living room did an amazing job decorating.
I was stunned that it really was totally covered.
It was a great permanent structure with real bathrooms, thank God. Real stage.
It was a lovely permanent structure,
right.
J-Ro. Not a pavilion, okay. A permanent structure.
All right, are we going to start already? Stop
you
it.
Just did, baby. You just did.
Anyway,
permanent structure.
Anyway, the accommodations were lovely. We had a great setup. Absolutely. And I actually went further over to the water's edge,
yes,
as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, enough.
Hi, mm-hmm. J-Ro.
That's Vicky's way of saying hi.
Nice.
We were smack dab right in front of the stage. Everybody was
perfect,
right by. We
perfect
great
booth
spot.
Placement.
We were really, really
Mary
happy.
Next to us. Kevin's mom, Mary, was selling Kevin's
brothers,
brother, her other son's
Todd.
Paintings.
And what beautiful work.
Unbelievable.
Inlaid wood.
And I love
gorgeous.
That she's such a mom, she decides to feed the 700 people that show.
Can you imagine she had enough, almost enough cheese for everybody?
I swear to God, I couldn't believe it. When she... No,
there
you
was
didn't.
This one person that was kind of hugging the cheese.
This is the person that would go to an all-you-can-eat buffet and think
and
of
never
it as a
sit
challenge.
Down and
a challenge. Oh, man.
She never moved. Hi, Chef Girl. Okay, we're just going to do... I feel like Romper Room.
I know.
And I see Chef Girl, and I see Vajayjays, and I see Froggitt.
I see Vajayjays. That's like the seventh sense. I see vajayjays.
Ooh.
Nice, right?
Anyway, she had a fruit plate, as you can look at the pictures on the front page of MyLesbianRadio.com.
Oh, because I was teabagging some grapes.
You were teabagging the grapes. They were nudicle-sized.
They were
nudicle-sized.
Oh, my God.
They were humongy.
That picture was really just for Devin, but thank you for putting it on the website where people can see it globally now.
Now right. Devin can see it. But I say romper room, she pulls out the muffin man. Nice. Got it. But I was thrilled and really surprised by the amount of people that actually showed up for the event itself. It was their first. It was Space Coast's first Pride, Brevard County's first Pride, and they were a little worried that how many people there may actually be there.
That was a fabulous turnout.
More surprising, Denise, was not even just how many people, but how many women.
There
were thousands and thousands of women. Okay, hundreds, but there were a lot.
Yeah,
very interesting.
There.
Very interesting women.
But it was probably at its capacity about 2:00, and
right.
At that point, that's when I said, there's definitely more women here than men.
If you include
the drag queens,
yes,
then there was definitely more women than men.
Absolutely. And how can we not even start off by talking about our lovely host for the day, Lisa Mall...
Davin
from WANA.
She's a friend of the gays.
She's a big friend of the gays.
Big friend of the gays. She was there with her boyfriend, who was cute.
Who posed as a lesbian that day.
Yeah, he did.
He was adorable. Jay, nice to meet you. Nice to have you support.
Lovely that
drug.
You remember everybody's name.
Well, we made friends. We were there a long time.
Were so cool. They were the DJs were fabulous, too.
Yeah, excellent. Oh, both of them.
What were their names?
Yeah, go ahead. Put me on the spot. Biatch. J-Ro will know. She knows everything. But they were all
is that your
ages.
New hero?
Well, yes, it is.
Oh, a public one.
Well, later we'll know why.
Oh.
But there's there were great vendors and there was a.
Did you see? Now do you know C&K Pride? They were back by the bathrooms. I hate to say that because it sounds terrible.
You know something?
Like when you get seated near the kitchen. But really, everybody's got to go.
His stuff was really cool. I did not know
that's
who that
was. Yeah, they had the two mechanic shirts on.
Yeah.
The two guys, Carl and Kenny, right?
Look
Carl
at
and
you.
Kenny. Well, I got an email from them. They were so thrilled to have met us.
Everybody was. You know what was even cooler was how many people came up to us, women. Women came up to us saying that they had just found out about us going to the spacecoastpride.net.org website looking for directions and stuff. They had found out about us there and gave us a listen a couple weeks in advance, so I really want to make sure to mention a special hi to Lizette and her girlfriend, whose name has completely escaped me now that you put me out there.
Nice.
And a bunch of other girls that came up to say hi for the first time, and we're so glad to have them as new listeners, too.
Yeah, that was fun. It's a cute little area.
Do you hear Vicky? She's just over here laughing to herself.
She does this show for her own
reasons. She has her own agenda going on.
Totally. Totally. So, Miss Dina Jones made some rather quick friends.
Miss Dina Jones was a force.
It's a lesbo people.
There she
it's
is.
It's a lesbo people.
It's a security people. She was a force to be reckoned with. There was absolutely no stopping her. She was gathering business cards and information and trading out our cards. And
I had to keep slipping her pieces of cheese. I thought she was going to get faint from all that work.
A $2 beer at noon. Holy
awesome.
Cow. Ice cold beer.
Hit that thing hard.
You did. Except when you got to finger. What was that? The finger
height?
Oh,
when you're holding that plastic cup of beer and it gets down to the warmth of your two fingers at the bottom where you're holding it, that's it.
That's
done.
That's the done of it.
That's the two-finger line.
But didn't you like all the food that was available? There was...
All the food? It was one gyro.
One gyro wagon
place.
And one coffee wagon.
Exactly.
And they were prepared for the crowd.
Oh, they were... Everything was fabulous.
Really
but, delish. Man.
And the food was really, really good, by the way.
Hey, you're on the Lesbian Lounge.
Hey, will you two do me a big favor?
Sure, Bethy. What would you like?
Will you sing Happy Birthday for VJJ, please? Because no one else had the balls to call.
What? Oh, of course
so
we
I'm
will.
So I'm doing it, so if you would do me the best favor in the world, I'll owe you big time.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Ready, Donna?
Well, wait, not you, Donna. Denise, I'll owe you.
I'll do the alto. I'll do the alto, and you do the soprano.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yo, happy birthday, bitch.
Happy, real nice. Happy birthday.
Happy, happy
birthday, baby.
Baby. Very good.
Oh, that one? You want us to do my mom's song?
Yeah, do your mom's song.
Okay. Happy, happy birthday, baby. Oh, you came, call you my baby. Seems like just yesterday you went out to play, then came home grown up and gay. Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Happy
birthday.
Okay.
That was for
Vijayka. My destiny has been fulfilled for the night. Thank you.
Oh, no, we haven't even started.
Uh-oh. Oh, okay. I'll be back then.
All right. Bye, Beth.
Bye. Thank you.
Beth is our entertainment coordinator this week, Denise.
She really is.
Oh, boy.
She's got her whole week lined up. I love it.
We know where we need to be and when we need to be there. Just go ahead. Get there early. Save the seats. We're going to show up 5 minutes into the previews.
Oh, no, I got to see previews. It's the best part of the movies.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. That's for getting candy. That's no, for no. candy getting.
Candy before that.
That's right. Tell her, Vicky.
Vicky's got her own rules.
I'll be with her. I don't know where you're going. You're going to be sitting in the car.
I might be. Now, will you be dressing for the movie, Denise?
No, but Miss Dina Jones is going with her people from work, and they're all wearing party
cocktail
dresses.
They
got their little pumps in their party dresses, and I was like, why don't you just carry a parasol? Just do it.
Or at least a pineapple, really.
A pineapple on your head. 15-inch pineapple hat.
That would be cute. Very cute.
So, I had a good time, actually. But weren't for the drag queens towards the end, I mean, I was fading a little quick.
Yeah.
And then when those drag queens took the stage, good grief.
There was some serious quality entertainment going on there. And
God.
I have to make sure that we mention Rebar from Port St. Lucie and their team of entertainers, because it wasn't just drag queens, there were backup dancers.
It was
there
a
were
production.
Drag kings. You're going to put the video up of the backup dancers?
Oh, good.
Oh, that little
good.
Boy in the gray tank. Oh,
yes.
Could he dance?
He was so cute.
He was the cutest little boy ever.
Yeah, that was some serious entertainment there.
Yeah, very, very good.
The funniest is when Velvet sat next to Miss Dina Jones.
Black Velvet.
And I said, who's your friend? And Rena said, her face was like so, she was just so amazed. And Rena goes, I can't believe she came and sat right next to me. And I said, well, you know, honey, when a bear cub wanders from the pack, it looks for one of its own. And she had wandered out of the dressing room away from the others and probably felt a little lost till she saw you.
She did, and she saw you. And of course, Rena only had one question on her mind, which was, what kind of glue do you use for your eyelashes?
She did. I was like, I'm going to go with rubber cement.
Yeah, definitely.
But oh my God.
They were great. They really were. Really fantastic. And of course, on the front page of mylesbianradio.com, you could see photos of the drag queens as well.
Well, that's right. Right there on the slideshow, right on the top. It's
so cool. My favorite. I had that tall blonde. She didn't perform, but
She performed.
Oh?
Yeah.
Oh, did I blink? Perhaps I blinked.
She did perform.
Wow, she was pretty.
The one that sang the Cyndi Lauper song, I Drove All Night.
There you go. That was her. You're right.
That was one. No, she didn't sing that. But the one that sang that was an exact replica of Tender Moments with Debbie. And then shortly thereafter, a celebrity gossip hound Stephanie lookalike showed up. I was like, oh my God.
Oh,
it's like drag queen
God.
Sisters of the Up North Sisters.
That's true. They were. It was a little scary.
Oh, man.
And then, of course, the culmination of the drag queens was to take Lisa off stage and turn her into a drag queen.
Straight little Lisa. Yeah, they took her and then she reappeared as a big drag queen.
She came out in that hot red dress and did the Gloria Gaynor, you know, standard song.
Yeah.
You gotta put that video up.
You got that too.
Wow, jeez.
Oh, Vicky was like Viddy. Viddy was all over it.
She also made more money than all the other drag queens.
Lisa did, I know.
And what did you tip her, Denise?
I tip her with my drink tickets.
Yeah, you did.
I thought after being in those shoes,
she needed
with
them.
All that makeup, she was gonna have to hit the beers hard.
Absolutely, yeah. And she did.
And if she didn't, then the boyfriend Jay would definitely need
have to recover from that for sure. Yep, you got it. And then we were able to get out of there in a relatively decent hour, make it home, and just in time to crash and relax a little bit. And,
how funny when you called me at 9 and said, "Were you serious? Did you really want to go for a hamburger?" And I'm like, "Fuck no!
What are you talking? I'm still craving the burger."
We almost went Saturday, Monday.
I so would have been mad if you didn't call me.
Well, I had my mom's barbecue.
Oh, you couldn't have had a burger and then your mom's.
There was no way.
I attempted to make my own last night, though. Not bad.
I had a good time at the barbecue. Okay.
So that was Monday. Monday, the official holiday.
Mama had a barbecue.
The right thing.
Mom had a barbecue in honor of Ginger, my ex-husband's fiance.
Uh-huh.
Chucky's fiance, Ginger, going through a rough time now. She's on the halfway mark of her chemotherapy treatment.
Right.
So we had a hat party. We all wore hats.
That was cute. What hat did you wear?
What hat did I wear? I think I just wore my boating Chris Craft hat.
Oh, good.
And honest to God, Chucky walked in with one of Ginger's wigs on.
This little round dumpling of a boy.
She's like, "Oh my God." I'm like, "That bean, with that bean, now you're going to put the wig on, it's going to come down your nose."
Yeah, right. It'll
sure enough, he did. He stretched it up.
But
it was fun. And then I noticed lizard poop on my mom's patio.
That was so astute of you, Denise.
So there was brownies for dessert, so I was picking a piece of brownie off, and I rolled it into the exact shape of the lizard poop. And then I acted like I was eating it. And then I got yelled at.
Yeah, 39 years old. She gets in trouble at her mom's house. That's very cute.
For making poops out of my brownies.
I don't get in trouble. Do I get in trouble? Oh, did I get in trouble this week? Not yet. It's early.
Probably only Wednesday.
It's only Wednesday. True. Very true. Monday was a bit of a low lay down day for me.
Let me ask you something.
Ask me something.
You didn't have a barbecue, or you had your barbecue yesterday?
Yeah, I had a little bit of a barbecue yesterday, Denise.
And did you have pickles at your barbecue?
You know, for some reason, I did have pickles at my barbecue, Denise.
What kind?
I had the little crunchy sweetie gherkins.
Mm-mm.
Wrong kind?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because it's the dill that's making the comeback. We talked about this last week.
Right.
And it escaped
recording.
Escaped everybody. Yeah, so I'm going to ask you right now, what is up with the pickle?
What is up with the pickle?
The dill pickle's gone unmentioned for the longest time, and now all of a sudden, it's back in full force. You know where you can find it now? On a McDonald's chicken sandwich.
Oh my God, yeah, have you seen those commercials?
Totally, and they've brought back the Velasta commercials with the creepy old stork. And then they show the pickle liquor kid on Talk Soup. Pickle liquor kid. Honest to God, the pickle is making a comeback.
I've missed the pickle, Denise.
Now the sweet little gherkin ones have been around. They've withstood the test of time.
Right.
It's the dill that goes unnoticed for this long period, and now all of a sudden, boom. Everywhere
you look is a pickle. That's a dill pickle. Crunchy dill pickle.
Yeah, I don't remember this onslaught of media frenzy over the pickle last summer. Do you? Because I thought maybe it was just the summer thing.
No, but I can't say that I do.
No.
You know, do you think is it like a health thing? Are they now healthier for us? Is there a lack of concern of salt and nitrate? Is that what it is?
I haven't heard it promoted for anything other than just being the classic dill pickle.
The classic dill. Yeah. Is that your favorite kind?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like those light green ones that are still half a cucumber.
So I kind of do. They're a little crunchy. I don't like those
because I can still taste cucumber.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
Oh, no.
Like the half sours?
Yeah, it's not really a pickle.
Well, it is a condiment,
it's like a cucle. It's like a cucle. It's not completely pickled yet.
Not yet.
What's a... Hey, don't be pissing that chair.
Not yet.
It's like a cucumber.
It's too early.
It's definitely not like a classic dill pickle that you would get at a deli with a corned beef sandwich.
All right, write that one down, J-Ro. Cucumber.
Not a cockle. Not to be confused with a cockle.
And leave the cockles of my heart alone, would you please?
My other random thought was at the intersection last week, I'm sitting there at a light, and there's a yellow VW bug next to me.
Yeah.
And then in the turning lane, a couple lanes away, is a red one.
Yeah.
And then across the way at the intersection was like a blue one.
Yeah.
And I sat there.
All the little bugs?
All VW bugs.
Yeah.
All in the colors of Skittles.
Oh, jeez.
I literally felt like I was in a bag of Skittles. I almost wanted to get out and lick the yellow one, but I didn't.
Lick the yellow one.
They just look so much like a Skittle.
That reminds me about licking the wallpaper, which we talked about last week also.
That's right. Edible wallpaper. Mom!
I want edible wallpaper.
I want to lick the peach.
That's so sick. Fuzzy peach.
Lord.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
So, would you like to take a break and then jump into the news?
You know,
or would
I think
like
we should take a little quickie break, jump right in, and share the wealth of information that I've gathered for all of us to enjoy today.
You are listening to Denise and Donna on the Lesbian Lounge on MyLesbianRadio.com.
Denise, Donna, they rock my bed every Wednesday night with the Lesbian Lounge, 9 p.m. on MyLesbianRadio.com. Getting girls off down under.
Speaking of the Gemma, she wants to know what your deal is with sticking your nose in people's armpits.
Now she wants to know?
She was listening to the podcast where you announced it, where I can now vouch for it because that's the first place you stuck your nose on J-Ro.
No, it isn't.
It is.
Her neck.
You went, oh, she smells so good. And I'm like, yeah, just sniff her pits. What'd you do?
Yeah, that was after.
Okay. Oh, my God.
I don't know what it is. It's that I like the way other people smell in, with their own cologne. I don't wear any cologne or perfume of any kind for myself.
Maybe you should.
No, I don't want to smell me. I want to smell other people.
Well, put it down low.
How selfish is that?
How selfish is that? Speaking of selfish, your birthday's 2 fucking weeks away and you got to celebrate it today.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about that. Talk about that.
No.
All right.
Well, wait. School gets out next week, right?
Right. She's done with school.
So your birthday will be in the summertime, so they celebrated it today.
Yeah.
With your favorite lunch. You got to pick your favorite lunch, and everybody had to eat
Swiss tomatoes,
Swiss cheese,
and mayo.
Tomatoes, mayo, and challah, right? Yeah. Exactly.
Say it again.
Challah.
Okay.
What?
It's challah. Challah.
Challah back. Anyway, and she got a bunch of...
I ain't no challah back, girl.
Extra cake, extra caramel.
And Carvel ice cream cake.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the good one. Did you get Fudgy the Whale?
No.
Just a regular black. She's so disappointed. Yeah. Now I'm sad.
I'll make sure you get a Fudgy. Don't you worry. I'm going to make sure you get a Fudgy.
Nice. Right. Hey, is her birthday on a Wednesday? I bet it is. Because our birthday's usually on the same
Sunday,
day.
Think, isn't it?
Oh, no. Oh, no, it can be. No, it is. It is a Sunday. All right, we'll celebrate anyway. But she did get a bunch of really interesting presents. She got a 6-pack of Dr. Brown's black cherry soda,
yeah,
and bags of candy. But Ashley, one of her coworkers, wanted her to have a healthy snack, Denise. So she bought her a huge box of Dove Beautiful, which is naturally a health food It contains skin nourishing vitamins C and E, plus the natural goodness of cocoa flavanols to help promote beautiful looking skin. Denise, if you eat this chocolate, you will have beautiful looking skin. Now, when you were
that chocolate, I'm going to get a boulder.
That's right. Totally. Are we opening it? We have to try it on the air because.
Oh, why didn't you tell me? Why did you tell me that after like 8 pieces of watermelon?
Just have one piece. Oh. Was that open?
Yeah.
Here, have that one. And then what I intend to do is actually take the candy and wipe it directly onto my skin and see if it actually will promote healthier skin. You think?
You'd smell good, though.
I would smell good.
Yeah.
Instead of wearing any perfume, you can wear chocolate.
I wouldn't mind to smell
she
like
ate
chocolate
the whole thing.
All at one bite. Well, she's not talking. What do you think?
Tastes like Dove.
Soap? That's why, because it's Dove. Oh, I get it.
What does your thing say?
Oh, there's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
We just crumbled up and throw that.
Carve out a little moment for yourself today.
I think we already did that.
Okay, bye. Go home. You can go home now.
I crunkled mine too much. Hold on. Dove is beautiful, it says. Mine says, those who love deeply never grow old.
At the water's edge.
Stop!
Oh my God, remember how you used to have to say in bed after every Chinese fortune? Yeah. Now you're going to have to say at the water's edge.
Yes.
Did I get the best fortune this week?
Yes. Something about peace.
It says, my entire fortune said, you love peace.
Peace.
You love P-E-A-C-E.
Right, and so I wrote that to both of you, and you wrote back P-I-E-C-E, and I said, yes, you are correct. And Vicky wrote back, I think they mean peas. You love peas.
Yeah, but we all know peace isn't a part of your vocabulary.
Holy
Christ almighty. What?
Oh, my God, we're so connected today.
I guess so.
Oh, my God.
Symbiotic.
Oh, I know.
And whoa, that's a big word.
She used it first.
I used it today
and
in
then
an email.
Sent me the meaning of it.
Because it was perfect, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. That was an email we could have shared.
That part we could have shared.
Yeah, totally.
Well, symbiotic means, you remember?
Something about being in tune, whether it's good or bad.
Yeah, that you.
That was my spin on it.
That you cause.
Whether it was detrimental.
Right. That you cause to act and react with another person, whether for good or for detrimental.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dead on.
I was like, see, both work for us.
Dead on. Dead on. So,
I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
I love that intro. But before we do the news,
all the girls are coordinating that when we get to Orlando for Gay Days,
yeah,
we have to. We're gonna call Jem.
Gemma.
Yeah, we're going to call Gemma and do a big conference call with Gemma.
I love it.
How funny.
You know, we forgot to tell.
On whose phone? That's all I want to know.
Doesn't matter. We'll do it. We'll all pitch in. You know what? We'll do it in the hotel phone.
Devin's phone.
On Devin's phone.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Daddy Devin. You know, lost my thought.
So, you want a little bar tab stuff here?
Yeah, let's move it on to what you got going on for all of us to enjoy.
Quite the refreshing drink for us this week.
I like the name.
You like the name? It's a dragonfly.
Sounds good. There's been a lot of them around lately because it's been so
rainy. My God, one landed right on the table while we were eating at the barbecue. And
oh, my God.
Pussy Chuck couldn't even squeeze it and get it out of there.
Oh, get out!
Yeah, he had to go underneath the table and bat it upward.
Get the chills. Yuck, gag. Gagging.
Okay, so the dragonfly is 1.5 ounces of gin.
Okay.
4 ounces of ginger ale and one entire lime wedge. Doesn't sound bad, right?
It doesn't. It sounds gentle, like a dragonfly.
I'm thinking.
I like the
ginger
ale.
Yet refreshing with ginger ale and lime.
Oh, I might do a little raspberry something in there, too.
I have to revisit gin.
Yeah, I noticed last week's drink had gin in it also.
I think gin is a summertime drink, and I'm not quite sure why. But I'm going to find out.
Well, lime Rickeys, raspberry lime Rickeys and lime Rickeys. Mm-hmm, that's a gin drink.
Yeah.
The only time I ever saw my mom drunk as a child was when she was sitting outside with the next door neighbor drinking raspberry lime Rickeys the whole afternoon.
That's funny.
Mommy had to go to bed that night. That was very funny.
At dinner time.
Very funny. Couldn't make dinner.
Oh, that's classic.
Very funny.
And then, you know, JD's sister, Larry.
A.K.A. Nancy.
A.K.A. Larry. Couldn't talk enough about this place called Lips.
That's
this
right.
This is my cool place to hang. It is lipsusa.com, and you will you'll see that they're exploding all over the place. Right now, they have locations in... I saw this.
I know. It's in there somewhere.
Where is it?
Maybe on the website.
Oh, maybe it is on the website.
Yeah, there's many different locations.
Right now, yeah, their biggest one right now is Fort Lauderdale, and this is your... absolutely cool drag restaurant / bar. Drag dining is what they're calling it. They host parties for every occasion. They have dinners and shows 6 nights a week. It's at 1421 East Oakland Park Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale. Their other locations are New York City and San Diego.
There you go.
There we go. They've got a wonderful menu. Calamari, coconut shrimp, crab cakes, lasagna, wild mushroom ravioli, blackened salmon, pan-seared scallops, crab-crusted grouper, filet mignon marsala, and surf and turf. They also have a brunch special with unlimited champagne and mimosas. $5 cover Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Excellent.
And they have different things going on. On Wednesday night, they have Bitchy Bingo with Misty Eyes.
You know we love her. We know Misty Eyes. Yep. We love her.
Tuesday, they have drag karaoke with the Porsche.
We know Porsche, too.
And Friday and Saturday, it's Glitz and Glamour Las Vegas style with the Divas. Sunday morning is a gospel brunch with Nicolette. Sunday night, retro superstar Sundays featuring all kinds of celebrity lookalikes from the good old days. Judy Garland, anyone?
Oh, that's a surprising thing to find at a drag bar.
And they are closed on Mondays for their private parties.
Absolutely. And you know what? We got great reviews on the menu, too.
I love this description. It's Pee-wee's Playhouse meets Max Factor. It's a drag queen Disneyland. It's the Hard Rock Cafe of drag.
I love it.
It's a great place to see some boys run amok in ladies' clothes and have a great meal.
Uh-huh.
From Gourmet Magazine.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Kudos. That's
if you want to check this place out, there's one in New York City, there's one in San Diego, and there's one right here in Fort Lauderdale. It's www.lipsusa.com. We're going to see about getting some of these people on the show.
That would be wonderful. I know Misty Eyes would join us.
Oh, I'm sure she would.
She definitely
doesn't
would.
She have a bear cub brother?
She does have a bear cub brother. Yeah. Cubby. Oh, aww. I miss our cubby.
I miss Shlomo the homo.
I do miss the Shlom.
Yeah.
I wonder what he's up to.
I don't know. I talked to him on your birthday. That was the last time.
Traveling the world.
He was supposed to get in touch with you if he had a signal.
Oh, right. True, true. Very true. Very good. Very good. I think it's time for our of the weeks.
X Factor of the week?
Go for it.
Okay. This is because, you know, summer is June 21st.
Officially.
Right. So
correct.
We're kind of in spring right now.
Still at the end.
So when you're spring cleaning.
Yes.
Learn from your mistakes. When you're spring cleaning and you come across the phone number from the past, just throw it out.
I am not.
Just throw it out.
You didn't throw it away, did you?
I always throw them away.
After she puts them in herself.
After she blocks them in.
Actually, what I should do is go through my cell phone and take
delete,
all those
delete,
old
delete.
Ones out and
delete,
have a little,
delete, delete, delete.
Little storage space for a change.
Yeah, right. For bigger sound bites.
My trailer park moment of the week.
Yeah.
You know when it rains, how my truck leaks?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like a swamp right now.
It smells like a swamp.
It smells like a swamp and it looks like a swamp.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very
so I'm
nice.
I'm just calling it the swamp jeep.
The swamp, swamp buggy. Jeep.
Yeah, the swamp buggy.
Right, right. And your hottie of the week?
My hottie of the week.
Who is this?
This is Michelle Pfeiffer's sister.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you.
Well, where'd you find this little nugget?
I've had a crush on her since a little movie called The All-Nighter.
Really?
With Susanna Hoffs from the goat. From, no, from,
mm.
What was it? Bangles. Bangles. The bangle. What the hell was that?
That was not me.
That wasn't me.
Oh my God. Vicky!
Where do you find this shit?
That might have been me.
Enough said.
Lip smacking good.
So Dee Dee Pfeiffer is Michelle's sister.
Yeah.
And like I said, I've been a fan since The All-Nighter with Susanna Hoffs. And it just dawned on me, let me go and see if there's a website of hers. Sure enough, DEDEE.org.
Oh my goodness.
The Dee Dee Pfeiffer fan site.
Is she still acting?
She is.
Really?
And she's changed her look 10 bazillion times.
Does she look like Michelle?
Oh, a little
bit. Prettier then? Oh, photos to share.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
Take a look at that.
Oh my God. Look at this picture with the. Oh, she's really pretty. What is this dress? This is a dress that's a suggestion of a dress. That's not a real dress. Well, I like this with the thong and the tattoo on her butt.
It looks
like
a gigantor. There's some nice ones, right?
Looks like a gigantor bruise.
If you go right to the gallery.
Yeah. Oh, she's very, very cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of different.
She's adorable in that movie, I gotta tell you.
Mm-hmm.
That is an old one, man. That is from the 80s.
Now, I enjoy the fact that you make the effort to find a celeb or pseudo celeb to name as your hottie of the week every week, and it seems that I go to the personal level, Denise, and this week I'm going to name our most endearing friend of the show this moment, and that would be J-Ro. And I am naming J-Ro Butch of the Week for a lot of reasons, but primarily for her performance and attendance at Space Coast Pride. Not only did she schlep 2 hours to see us, which was lovely.
Call me daddy.
But also, she was very protective of the four of us. She made sure that we were not being harassed by nasty drag queens or by some of the women, and I use the term loosely, that were coming around and getting a little too close to Miss Dina Jones. She protected Miss Dina Jones repeatedly.
Miss Dina Jones collected more phone numbers, I gotta tell you.
Well, that she wasn't even having her hand out for her. That blonde that walked up to her and handed her
a card. The one in the maintenance uniform?
What the hell?
Jesus!
Blatant much?
You see, I came right up behind her. put my arms around little Dina Jones. Hi, baby.
Yeah, you're sitting there macking on your girl, and this tall Amazonian blonde comes up and slaps her with the little digis. What the hell was that about? But grab this call real quick. Say hello.
Oh, you're on the Lesbian Lounge.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, this is Jolie. I saw you guys over at the Space Coast Pride Fest.
Hi.
And I told you I would call, and I did.
And you did!
All right. Thank you!
What was your favorite part about us that you liked?
Just that, you know, y'all were different.
Yes.
My first time, I've been in Brevard County my whole life. I was born and raised in this podunk little county. Actually, it's a huge county, but there's nothing in it. I was born and raised here, and that was the first time we ever had a Pride get together like that. And
what a turnout.
You guys were there, and that was awesome.
It was an amazing turnout. I was stunned.
We were happy to see that there were so many folks that did show up. We were under the impression that it might be a very private little county and that there might not be a lot of folks in attendance, but we were really surprised.
Well, that surprised me, too. But, well, I mean, I just hope that it gets bigger and bigger every year.
Did you have a good time?
I did. I was really surprised at how many little gay-friendly businesses we had in the area.
That was very cool. That was really cool because you might not have known everything that was available to you.
Of course not. And it was so much fun watching everybody dance.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Just makes me sick how much better those guys dance than women.
Hey, you know,
there's nothing worse than trying to dance with gay women in a bar.
Did you see Miss Dina Jones up there just sitting on the edge of the stage at the end there, just trying to be invited into some little
she
spin factor?
She was thinking. I could see her. She was chair dancing. Yeah, yeah.
We went to the Cold Keg afterwards and watched the after party.
Oh, cool.
And it was just incredible. Those guys came up there dancing and just took over the dance floor.
Oh, that is terrific.
And then when they were all done, all the gay women went back out on the dance floor and
and just stood there and looked ridiculous.
Well, it was sad. I mean, y'all know what it's like.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, we have to just thank everybody for the wonderful embrace, the warm embrace, and the support of just a whole bunch of folks that, you know, it's hard for us to know who's out there, who's listening, who's a part of our group. And
we had a really good response, I have to say. Everybody that came up was super friendly, super nice, took a card. You know, were real interested in listening. And if they haven't heard it already, they were, like, totally into it. And, you know, it was a great day, actually.
That was the coolest thing. Is that, I mean, I never heard of, like, lesbian radio. I was like, hey,
see?
We got our own radio and everything.
We got our own website, got our own radio, got our own show.
Came home and I went on, like, the whole website and everything, and I was like, man, they got lesbian magazines, and they don't have that stuff in my podunk, little big podunk.
We're bringing it right to you. Right to
none
you.
None of that stuff.
No. This is nice. You don't even have to get in your horse and buggy and go anywhere. You can just stay home.
I know, really? I don't have to cross 95 or nothing.
No.
You don't have to leave your house.
Very good.
I don't know. From the comfort of my office, I can sit and look at all this stuff.
That's right.
I'm a part of a big town somewhere.
And if you ever miss the live show on Wednesday, we rebroadcast it on Sunday at noon, and then the podcast goes up on Monday for free. So you've got two chances to check us out if you're busy on Wednesday.
Well, that's really cool, but I can't call in on Sunday.
True. That's true, yes.
Most Sundays will be
right. It kind of forces you to be here on Wednesday.
Right.
Well, I'll be here Wednesday around this time.
And then you can always leave us some loving in the litter box on the front page because we love notes.
That's funny in the litter box.
Right. That's right. You can drop us a comment.
You guys are so cool. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to listen to the rest of the show.
Thank you so much
Thanks
for checking
so much
in,
for
like you said. We appreciate it. Thanks.
No problem. Take care, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Jolie. How cute. Well, you know, you talked about grabbing a palm card. That was part of J-Rose's activity was anytime anybody hovered near the table for more than 1 second, she had that palm card flat out in their hands and talking up the show. She did not stop working the whole time she was there.
Do you want to know who just made a surprise appearance?
She smelled really good, too. I just want to say that. Who was that?
All right, pit sniffer.
I wasn't a pit, I was...
Do you want to know who made a surprise, is making a surprise appearance in the chat room right now as we speak?
Am I going to faint?
Jameson Lee.
Stop.
Yeah.
You're going to faint.
I'm all over it.
Now, why are your legs shaking? And you're all blushy.
Because I was trying to have cyber sex, but we had a caller.
Tell everyone who Jameson Lee is. They may not know.
She is the sexy portion of the Me and the Girls part of the Lori Michaels Me and the Girls summer tour.
Yep, she sure is. Here you go.
There we go.
What is she doing? How does she have time to chill with us?
She was just giving us the rundown of her schedule. She said she's sad that she's going to miss us at Gay Days because they'll be in Cali.
Did you see their article this week?
Oh, my goodness. They're busy. They're going to be in California, New York, and Boston. Bing, bang, boom.
They are banging.
And that's not even well into summer. That's just like June.
Yeah, they are banging.
Yeah.
They made quite an impression at the Dyna this year. And we knew that once they got out there, that there would be no stopping them. And the CD is coming out very shortly.
Yeah.
CD release. I have a personal request for you to be the newest swinger of Me and the Girls.
That was a direct invitation to you, my dear. That was just for you. You got to learn to dance a little bit. Don't fulfill that prophecy that Jolie just was telling us about. Wow, oh, it's awesome. So now, do you need to be alone for a little while? You want to go to a break and have a little moment?
I was just filling her in on our hopes of getting together for Women Fest.
That would be great. Yes. It's time for us to meet up again.
I got a few balls in the air. A few beach balls in the air.
A few grapes in the air. Rightio.
Okay, so that's your cue. You want to take a little break?
Yeah, let's take a little break. Okay. We'll come back with Gemma's questions. I've got an amazing Oh Yes tip this week, Denise. And, of course, personals.
That's right. All right, you are listening to Denise and Donna on the Lesbian Lounge on MyLesbianRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is the Dyke Diva, Lori Michaels, and me and the girls are turned on with Denise and Donna on the Lesbian Lounge.
That's us.
Hey! That sounded very familiar.
Lori Michaels, the CD officially, the CD... the
it drops digitally on June 3rd.
That's terrific.
Living my life out loud.
We are going to have the girls back on right after maybe Gay Days. We'll see what their schedule is like, if they're available. I know that.
They can call in from anywhere.
That's right. That chat room is cooking, Den. Say hey, Jen.
Say hey, Jen made it in.
Trish in Florida's still there. Everybody's still there that started the show. Who's that Joey1050?
I don't know. He hasn't said
much. Has she or he said much of anything?
No.
Found their way in? How's Daddy Rod doing, Denise?
Yeah. A little quiet.
A little quiet?
Yeah, you never know what's going on in private IMs, but...
Oh, okay.
Out in public, it's just a little quiet.
All right. I see she's still hanging. And
I love that Say Hey Jen tries to get her going a little bit.
Yeah.
She hangs
You know, I was just, again, listening to the podcast this week, and Jen...
I don't care what she says. That was a 2 Vicodin phone call.
That was fucked up, Jen. She had everything covered, though, man. She called with a list. I like a girl who's prepared. I like a girl who calls in prepared. That's a rocking time, a rocking good time. Alrighty, so Gemma, who is still with us, which is so cool, sends us her little curiosity. You know, she's so good. She has done this every single week.
Yes, she has.
Since probably our 4th month on the air.
That's right.
And busy or not, vacation or not, homework or not, she never misses.
Even just a dash out the door.
Exactly.
Is that where you're going with that?
4 questions, always just to poke and probe at some stuff. And ready to find out exactly what her sex question is of the week. It always makes me nervous. Denise, starting with number 1, because you're a chicken and won't ask the 4th one, go right ahead.
Are you a celebrator of all the anniversaries? First time you kissed, first time you dated, first date, slept together, et cetera, et cetera.
What if they're all on the same night?
Then you would celebrate your anniversary then.
I would have to say that originally, way back when, I was more of a first kind of counter. I can't say that I do that so much now, although Vicky and I have, of course, different dates for different things.
Yeah, we know. We just lost track.
Oh, no.
We just lost track.
Yeah, according to her, our first date was supposed to be Valentine's Day, but I didn't even know her that day, so that would have been really difficult. But
so you've got your own thing going over there, Vic.
Yeah.
You celebrate when you want to celebrate.
Yeah, we
buy yourself flowers, get a nice box of chocolate. You do what you need to do.
Health chocolate, if you will.
Health chocolate.
Dove Beautiful, if you will. But yeah, that I would say not so much. I mean, but there's a lot of things that happen first, and you just keep those in the back of your mind.
It's a tough one. I've never really been like a celebrator of the little things except for like the actual anniversary, and because I don't normally go for years at a time, I usually don't celebrate much. And with Dina Jones, we had to agree on what day.
Right.
Because, you know, we had worked together and kind of liked each other, and then kind
of had a lot of long
nasty,
distance,
and then, right. Yeah, so we go with officially New Year's Eve, because that was, you know,
the first sex.
The first sex, yes. Yeah. Thank you for putting that right out there.
But that was after like 8 months of phone conversation and small visits. We met in April. We met together in April at Kathy's birthday party.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. I was the one that had the crush, but she had no clue.
No clue.
So then she went back to Virginia.
Right.
And, you know, I had to dig for the phone number. I had to, like, you know, beg Kathy for the phone number and do all that kind of stuff. And,
you know,
finally made a few calls. And you know what she kept thinking? What a nice girl.
Yeah, of course.
How nice that she called me.
Because your girl does not know that she's being hit on when a fucking
she's
card.
Oblivious.
When a business card is slammed
we
in her
hand. We had this conversation after Space Coast. And I said to her, you know, if the shoe were on the other foot, I'd be getting knocked in the head every
Fuck
5
yeah.
minutes.
Absolutely. You're absolutely
and
right.
You play dumb as a fox, so you get away with it.
She's so cute about it, though.
But she really legitimately is oblivious when people hit on her.
She's very cute about that. But
I'm like,
yeah,
what do you think they should do? Just like pull down their top and shove their boobs in your face?
I would be okay with that.
Okay, she goes, what? They just give me the card for networking.
Yeah, right. Hi, I'm a janitor. Here's my card. Whatever, networking.
Hey, I'll sweep for you.
Let me sweep you off your feet.
Oh, sick
I can clean up your life.
Yeah, so no, I'm not a big celebrator of all the little things. But I do know
because,
people who are.
Because you know why? Because then you have to remember all that shit. That's high maintenance.
Yeah.
High maintenance.
I mean, I know people that do.
I love this question, because I love that I have to ask you this question. What is the lamest excuse you have ever given to get out of going to work?
Wow.
There's so many.
I've run the gamut. I've used my cats being sick, my car broken down. I've used my aunt. I've used my aunt's maintenance, like taking care of her air conditioning and water heaters. And
but see, that was valid. You didn't make that one up. Oh, it wasn't? it wasn't.
I mean, really.
See, I believed it.
See, I'm good.
You're very good.
I am good.
You're very, very good.
I've so many. So many.
I basically use the sick or migraine thing. I don't actually create excuses to not go to work.
Are you afraid? Like, if you create the excuse, it will happen?
Yeah.
I used to be, but I'm so far past that.
A little bit karmic about that, yeah.
Listen, Sharon Stone, it doesn't happen. Trust me. Trust me.
I don't know that I've been very creative. I will lie about not feeling well, but I then feel really badly about that and end up getting sick. You're right. It's true. Go ahead, number three.
Number three, what was that one childhood movie that you would watch at every possible occasion? Hers was Sound of Music.
Which is funny that she would bring up the Sound of Music since we were doing show tunes on the way home.
We were.
We were singing.
We were singing that as we pulled into the driveway at 7:20 p.m.
Yeah. That was good. First movie that came to mind for me was The Wizard of Oz. And I think it was because it was on every year, right
Only
around
once.
Thanksgiving, one time a year. But we always watched it as a family. We didn't miss it. And that was probably, I can't think of another one that like came out. Now I would watch The Princess Bride with any regularity that I could. I would watch The Jerk constantly if I could.
When I was
of course,
younger,
Anchorman.
I was addicted to HBO. And back then, HBO used to do plays. They used to televise plays. And they did a version of Vanities. They did Bus Stop. They did Camelot.
Wow.
And I was actually addicted to the theater presentations on HBO.
And did you... But you watched with your mom? I mean, like...
No, it was just me.
Okay.
Now my mother would be like, how queer could you be? No, I'm joking. I really, like, just... And how weird that, like, when I moved here, I actually jumped right into theater work for 10 years.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You're such a
But it
fag.
Was like, it. That was probably why.
Such a theater fag you are.
Totally.
I remember when HBO first came on the air and they had three movies and they just played constantly.
Yeah.
Never.
Hope of Greenwich Village.
constantly. Yep, yeah. I remember those. Alrighty. Not as risque as she's been in the past, but question number four, Denise. Where and when do you foresee yourself next having sex? For example, next Saturday in a public bathroom.
Well, I've got a dinner date tomorrow night, and if we could ditch the two that we're going to dinner with, I'm hoping tomorrow night will be the big score.
Where?
In the love bungalow.
In the cottage.
In the cottage.
We met not with whom.
With oh my god.
If you ask her with whom, she has to ask me with whom.
Oh.
Later tonight.
With whom?
Possibly in my car. No.
I'm a high school teacher.
Going out after the show, are you?
Or just going home. Either that or any time between now and Sunday evening, I plan to have sex.
Well, let's see. We're busy on Friday.
Uh-huh.
And,
a lot, she says. Vicky goes, a lot.
You're planning to have it a lot.
I'm planning to have a lot of sex. She's absolutely right.
With multiple partners or just one? Whatever the mood strikes.
Moving on.
Sick, twisted ass.
I don't know.
Hey, there's a special on Swingers.
I know. Do you see that new show?
Swingtown.
It looks... I can't tell if it's a comedy or a drama or a weekly thing.
It's going to be, I think, a weekly show.
Oh, is this for me? I'm going to say, are we going to do this personally?
No, that one was just
that
for
was
you.
Just for me.
That was a ditty just for you.
That was lovely. Well, I've been saving up this particular Oh Yes segment because, well, you'll know why. But tonight we're going to talk all about how to use anal beads, Denise. I know that's a favorite of yours and Miss Gina Jones, but... Let me
not
talk
really,
about that.
Not really, no, it's not.
Beads in your butt, it might sound kind of crazy, but these are special beads, and they're designed to take advantage...
Are they soaked in ginger?
Some are soaked in ginger.
Okay.
So they are designed...
Because I'm thinking you might be able to pull this whole figging thing...
Out my ass! I need to reinvestigate figging as a practical use.
Okay.
Write that down.
Figging. F-I-G.
G-I-N-G.
Okay.
It is designed. Anal beads are designed to take advantage of the pleasant sensation that can occur as your sphincter muscles open and close around a series of small, round objects. When withdrawn at the peak of orgasm, you may experience an erotic thrill unlike any other. If you've already discovered the joys of anal play, Denise, you owe it to yourself to give this particular toy a try. Now, you might ask yourself, what are anal beads? Well, anal beads are...
Some of them come the size of tennis balls.
That would hurt.
Remember when we were at Suncoast before it closed?
Yes, I do.
Good grief! And we were making fun of the balls, the size of them, and we look over and the guy is looking right at us.
You're like going, something wrong with that, sweetie?
Yeah.
Anal beads are basically a series of small round beads spaced evenly along a cord or sometimes attached to a stock. Some beads are evenly sized.
It's good to have a stopper.
While others sport spheres. Good, keep that in mind. Sport spheres that gradually increase as you work your way along the strand. A few popular styles are those
pearls.
That are made of pearls.
A lovely string of pearls.
We highly suggest that you do not use the carnival.
Oh, Vicky, I didn't dye my hair.
Oh, stop. That you do not use the carnival beads that you get at Pride Fest because it's only enamel on top of plastic and it can be very dangerous.
Okay.
Don't use those. But try these.
I love that you look out for our listeners like that.
Try these.
Because I know
types.
That right now they're getting up and running into the room going, hey, remember these beads from Gay Days?
Donna says don't put them up your butt. You want to try something to start with? You might want to use the kind that are made of simple jelly rubber, which is very good for first-time anal adventures because they're relatively inexpensive and they have a nice texture. Sturdy silicone beads are very hygienic, extremely comfortable, and very
easy
to
clean. I hope you had that pointing at her because she looks like a teacher right now with her hair up in a bun, and she's reading this, and she's got the clinical look on her face.
Silicone beads, on top of the fact that they are very comfortable, they warm to the body quickly and can take on the vibration of a toy that is held to its base, Denise.
That's right. And might I add that a good amount of lubricant.
We're getting to the lube.
Okay.
Beaded dildos.
Do I get to say the one I recommend?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Beaded dildos, which operate on the same principle as the anal beads, but are set along a firm stock or on a dildo. How do they work?
Oh, my.
Beads are like
any... What kind of jazzy toy is that?
a
beaded dildo, you say?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to go shopping with you.
Beads are like any other kind of butt plug, but with an added bonus. As each bead is inserted, the sphincter muscle contracts and relaxes around each one for extra...
This is as clinical as it gets, Nurse
squirmy
Donna.
Squirmy right now. I am not doing this. Okay. Some folks love
you're not doing this? You're not going to try this?
I'm going to get through it.
You're just going to stick with the pinky,
what
you're
saying. I'm just going to get through with the article. That's what I'm going to get through.
Oh.
Some folks love the feeling of having them pulled out all at once during a moment...
There is a speed technique involved here. Not too fast, not too slow.
Okay, but it matters.
It certainly
matters.
And
you definitely have to communicate what your expectations are. How do you use them? The mantra is communication, lubrication, and relaxation. If you are new to anal play...
It's all the Asians.
It's the nation of Asians. You may want to learn more by visiting with a beginner's guide to butt sex. Communication counts as usually. Whether you're using anal beads alone or with a partner, I can't grasp that.
Would
alone
you suggest
thing.
Tristan Tormino's site, puckerup.com, for.
If somebody some is suggesting that, I would suggest
I would
it
suggest
as well.
It. Jen's calling it shrimping.
Of course she is. Check in with your partner with some simple questions. Do you need more lube? Would it feel better to add more stimulation to other body parts? Are you ready for another bead? Is it time to pull them out? Get yourself lubricated. Since the butt does not have its own lubricant like the vagina, it's important to apply lots of lubricant. Try something nice and thick and water-based. And be prepared to add more as the action progresses.
Have a towel handy.
Oh, definitely have towels handy.
Yeah.
Make sure that you're turned on. Read your favorite erotica or watch some videos if you need to. Listen to your partner talk dirty, but get yourself in the mood. Some people have to have an orgasm first before entering the back door so that their whole body is relaxed and blood is really pumping through the genitals, which can make the anus
where you get this
way
stuff
more sensitive.
On WebMD? I mean, seriously.
Start by gently caressing
the
anus.
Like this, really, really, seriously. You could make these so much better.
Okay. I want it to be very informational rather than completely
oh,
sexy.
It is.
You can't look at you. You're disgusted. Gently caress the anus to begin, Denise. Tap lightly or massage the anal area in preparation.
Tap lightly, you say?
Tap lightly.
With
tap,
what?
Tap, show hard.
With what?
You know, either just
a ball peen hammer.
Don't just shove shit in there. Take it easy. Take it easy. Go slowly. Take your time and insert the first bead. Stop for a moment and let your body adjust to the sensation.
Hey, if you're working with pearls, you don't have to stop at one.
Insert the bead slowly, allowing yourself to really savor each sensation. Stop to add the extra.
Each one kind of feels like the other.
One of these things is not like the other. There's no need to hurry to insert the entire set of beads up to the hilt. The toy can feel just as nice when used partway or just the first couple. Take a breather, even if you are reeling.
I see. Now I'm not agreeing with this.
All right, you have the.
It's not a long drawn out thing.
But it can.
And the longer you draw it out, the more nerve wracking it is.
But
so you
the
just
first
gotta
time,
go,
you might
pop, 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 pop. Get them in there, and then find your rhythm and pull them out.
I am
when
so
you're on the brink.
Cotton mouth right now. I can't even discuss. It's a common practice for folks to take shallow breaths or even to forget to breathe completely during sex. But deep breathing is essential to enjoying sex, especially of anal sex. Breathing deeply draws much needed oxygen.
Are you
your
an
body.
Expert on this topic?
Not
is
yet.
Is the person that wrote this an expert?
Yes, she is.
Is it a proctologist? What's with the deep breathing?
Just so you relax. Just so you remember to relax. Remember to breathe. I forget to breathe a lot.
You could fool me. Between sentences, maybe.
Add to your pleasure. Try adding other kinds of stimulation at the same time. Small vibrators make it easy to send a good buzz to the clit, nipples, and...
Oh, now we're talking Donna's language. Now we're good with it.
And here's where... Oh, I really, really need a drink. Hold on. Go for timing. With the beads inside you and the orgasm building, try to time their withdrawal with
take
your climax.
Take a sip. Go ahead and take a sip.
Now talk to me about timing.
About pulling them out?
Yeah.
Well, if you shoot them out like a machine gun, it's
Kathy
not
Willis
fun.
Comes to mind.
It's not fun.
But you,
it interferes
you wanna,
with your orgasm.
Do you want to?
If you want to enhance your orgasm
when
you're
you
just about ready,
yeah,
that's when you pull them out.
So, as the stuffed rather than the stuffer, does the stuffed say I'm going to come and then you pull them out?
The stuffy would say. Now.
Yeah. Now!
Yeah, exactly. And then the stuffer would do, and it's got to be like this, ready? Blub, 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 blub. Not blub, blub, blub.
But how about not. Blub, blub, blub? Not so much?
Yeah.
Because the last tip is pull the beads straight out rather than tilting them up and down.
Oh
exactly.
Oh my God.
Resist.
That was fucking
resist
awesome.
The urge.
I am so proud of you guys.
She's so proud of us. And Denise, because you helped so much with the segment, I would like to present you with the special toy that I bought just for you.
Wow.
Why don't you describe
that's
what you're holding in your hand?
Got quite the plunger at the end, huh?
Now tell everybody what I handed you.
Butt beads.
Uh-huh. And how
these
many are
nice,
they?
These are nice, though.
How
one,
many?
One, two, three, four, five.
Right.
And they're smaller, and they get bigger as you go up. And there's this nice Yankee thing on the end. The pleasure anchor.
It is the pleasure anchor.
I'm loving it.
I'm
you can't
so
take
happy.
This back, right?
No, that's for
okay,
you.
Thank you.
I got that for you. with your ass in mind.
Where? Thank you.
At the very straight toy party that Mickey and I went to.
Wow, you've been hanging out of these for quite a while.
They just came
it's
in
nice
the mail.
To see the package sealed, though. That's a plus.
Now, I know you've got the gallon O-lube, so I know that...
I do have the $70 tank O-lube.
Yes, you do.
With the pump that's on my nightstand, so it kind of... It's like faux hand cream if anybody walks by. It looks like a giant thing of hand cream, but no. It's wet platinum.
It's wet platinum.
That's lovely.
Well, enjoy.
Thank you. I'm gonna present Dina Jones with these.
Very nice. Very nice. I am a mess. I need a little wipe up.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I do.
I thought you were like all creeped out by that.
No.
Jen wants to know if they're used. No, the bag was sealed. Wait for it. There's a delay. Wait for it.
Well,
oh my God.
All right, go do something because I need a break.
All right.
So where will you be? Now, we talked about personals this weekend at Space Coast Pride, how it's really just a public service. How did you say it?
Non-court-ordered community service.
Correct.
Yes. I feel that's the best way to describe it.
Definitely. Always informative, always informational, which is Indeed. The same as informative.
Indeed.
And always, always great advice, Denise. Top three things to look for in a personal.
Tagline, picture, about me.
Make them work
Think
for
Think of them
you.
As strikes in a softball game.
You want to hit, you want to miss. You want to hit or miss.
Oh my God.
Strikes are bad.
You get three strikes.
If they're all bad, you're out.
Yeah, if you have a crappy tagline, you still have a pitcher and you still have the about me. If you have a crappy pitcher and your tagline's okay.
And you're about me,
you might
stellar,
be able to bring it home. Right.
You might.
So there's all different ways to go about this, but right. My best advice is when it comes to the pitcher, you pick the best friggin' pitcher of yourself that you have.
Don't trust your
friends. I don't care if, like, you have to go through your friends' pictures from a party that you were at a year ago.
Correct.
You'll find the right one. Make sure there's no pets in it. Make sure there's no men in it. Make sure you're not standing with a group of friends and have to point out which one you are. And all these things work against you. It doesn't show that you're fun, that you're social, that you're a happy-go-lucky pet lover. It doesn't matter because everything in the picture will be cuter than you inevitably. So just put your best face forward.
Don't let anybody have a choice. Make it be only about you. This is your introduction to the single world.
That's right.
Or, you know, the fooling around world.
Your tagline too, you know, it's important. I mean, make it something that we can figure out.
Correct. Don't make it like a cryptograph.
I understand that there's only so many. I mean, a lot of times you have the perfect one and you do it and it says username taken.
Right.
You know,
right.
And you've got to mess around with it. But Jesus, don't make it difficult. Honestly.
Make it fun.
Now, there's not much you can do when a picture is just downright funny.
Okay.
I have found the female version of Clay Aiken.
That's redundant, but go on.
Now.
Oh, okay.
This is Clay Aiken. Like, I just don't know any other way to describe it. Drinking out of, like, a green plastic, like, Flanagan's cup.
Okay.
The tagline is what got me. Graphic theater.
Okay.
So I saw theater. I was like, woo! Then I saw the picture and I'm like, whoa, Clay Aiken here.
Acting.
With the red hair.
Yikes. Spiky or
no,
down?
No.
The down
All
look.
Flattened. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Big wide eyes. Very doofy looking. Doofy. No doubt that this is a lesbian.
All right.
Because it looks like a redheaded boy. It looks like Alfred E. Newman, kind of, without the thing sticking up on the hair.
Okay, without the cowlick.
Openly gay.
Yeah.
Identifies Pretty as much. A lesbian, single, never been married, 32, Aries, lives in Atlanta, Georgia, just looking for now, lives alone, describes the looks as clean cut.
All American.
Yeah, duty, 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 duty.
Duty, 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 as in howdy.
Red hair, blue eyes, body style average, height taller than average.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't smoke, drinks socially, we can tell by that big plastic Flanagan's cup. Religion, Christian.
Okay.
Education,
at least it's out there.
Master's, graduate, or doctorate, one of the biggies.
A smarty.
One of the biggies. Children, maybe someday it's open for discussion. Here's where the snootiness comes in.
Oh my.
Clay duty. I like to travel more.
Clay duty.
I'd like to travel more and have a real need to see the world. I've been to Scotland and England and Germany, but I would really love to see Japan, India, Africa, and Sweden.
So So this is going to be an expensive relationship.
Ugh, beyond a doubt.
Oh, my.
The passport, the international airports, the security checks, the schlepping.
The packing, the unpacking.
Mm-hmm. There's almost no food I wouldn't try once. I love sushi, Indian, and Thai, any international food. But my absolute favorite food, however, is anything somebody else makes for me.
Aww.
Whatever it is, I will love it and be grateful that you made it, even if it's burned and an experiment gone wrong, undercooked, or not so pretty. Bring it on.
Okay.
Okay, perhaps with all that traveling, she doesn't have a meal budget.
Not so much.
Yeah, I'll eat my dog's poop. I don't care. Some people say that I like to argue. Oh, that's wonderful to put in a personal.
Very good. You're
excellent.
Already up for an expensive, stressful relationship. Go on.
Some say that I'm the most agreeable person you'll ever meet. I think both are true, depending on my mood. Great bipolar. Great
nice.
To hear it.
All these negatives.
Terrific.
I'm interested.
I like to think things through and find the best solution, but the idea doesn't have to come from me. It just has to be logical. I'm creative. I love to explore art and theater. Specifically, puppetry. Could this go downhill? Yeah, yeah, for puppetry. Yeah. Let's hear it for puppetry. Unfreaking believable.
I'm back to the hand up the ass thing now.
It's going. Hold on.
Okay.
Sometimes I'm in shows at the Center for Puppetry Arts.
Oh, goody.
I also like to work as a graphic designer, and sometimes my logical brain gets in the way of my creative self letting go. I can see where that would be a dilemma.
Obviously.
I like to get my hands dirty, whether it be digging in dirt. Just randomly digging in dirt
or
piles.
Or puppets.
Doing paper mache or cleaning my fish tank. Nothing like a good bit of fish poop
algae.
Under your fingernails.
Oh! You, she better glove up, that's all I'm going to say.
Board, yeah, and then you're going to stick your fingers in me?
Yeah, I don't think so.
After this personal?
No, keep it out of my
butt. Oh, my God.
No, thank you.
Board game nights are awesome. And
awesome.
I think volunteering is important. Sometimes when the weather is nice, I'll drive my Vespa to work. The end.
Oh, my, my. Now, let's take a look at this little photo.
I think the Vespa is what put me right over the edge.
Oh, my. She looks like
puppetry,
a puppet.
Dirt, argumentative, and traveling with the international food and the undercooked food. What a mess this chick is, and has no bones about putting it right out there.
Nope, she is all...
There's a fine line between quirky and, like, cute.
She was going for cute, but she's all about quirky.
Yeah, and the quirky didn't come across the way it should have.
Not so much. Not in a pleasant way.
And does
way.
That not look like Clay Aiken?
It looks like Clay Aiken meets Howdy Doody.
Exactly. It's their love child.
It is the love child.
Oh. Clay Aiken and Howdy Doody. My next one I hoped would be better.
But no.
And not that this appealed to me, but I knew it would appeal to most. But the tagline was Love's Nature.
Okay,
it's
so that's lesbianic.
Right.
Oh, look at us again with the right word.
Yeah. And the picture is, God, who does this actor look like? Do you remember the Drew
Katie
Carey
Kirk.
Show? No, the Drew Carey
oh,
show?
Oh, yeah, the guy. The
Oswald?
One friend. Yes,
Oswald. It's Oswald with glasses.
It is.
Right?
That is a bright smile.
That's Oswald.
Ooh.
Went a little heavy on the Crest white strips.
Yep.
Is a lesbian, will tell anyone the fast. Single, never married.
I am a lesbian.
41 with that baby face.
Oh, that's a little face.
Again, an Aries. From Greensboro, North Carolina. I didn't see that coming. A long-term relationship. Looking for a long-term relationship.
Again.
Put it right out there.
That's too much.
That's
don't you
needy.
Look desperate, needy, and grabby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just date around?
Yeah, just say that.
Do you know how frightening that is for the dating world?
We say to be honest, and we want you to be honest, but that's too much.
You can leave stuff out and still get away with being honest.
Correct. I
agree. Leave that out.
Right. Leave that out.
Lives alone. Describes the looks as the boy or girl next door. Boy or girl. Could go either way.
Could go. That's a cute face.
That's perfect. Boy or girl. That's perfectly described. Brown hair, hazel eyes, body average, height average, doesn't smoke, drinks socially, spiritual on the religion.
Buddha!
Some college, may want children someday. Oh, I'm sorry. Wants children someday.
For sure. Definitely. Not a
For
question.
For sure.
Long-term relationship and kids. I'm packing.
Wow.
I'm ready to write
All
a letter.
All that's missing is a white picket fence.
You are correct. Draw one in.
And two Vespas. I'm an outgoing, fun-loving person, and I enjoy life, and I feel that I've been blessed thus far. Thus far.
Who talks like that, Denise?
Love's Nature does, Donna. I have a large circle of friends and I enjoy spending time with them. I love playing golf, hiking, and anything to do with the water.
Huh.
Great, wash my car.
Yeah, water sports.
Yeah. I love to walk in the park or on the beach or in the woods without a path. That's important.
That is important, no path. Having no path is important.
No path. Just wandering about the
bugs. I just love nature and I just want to wander.
Any nature scene is a good one for me. I enjoy a good cup of coffee in the morning. Nothing beats a big old sloppy mug of sludge. Who doesn't want a good cup of coffee?
Everybody wants good coffee. Mm.
A good meal anytime, a good beer or wine whenever the mood hits me. What I'm in search of? Here we go.
Uh-oh.
I'm looking for a woman who is healthy and happy.
Okay. Tall order.
That's huge.
Someone's going to fake it.
Has interests that match mine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Of course, if you're looking for that long-term
but
thing.
But that has their own as well.
Oh, good.
So far, we're at anyone.
Yeah.
Any woman. I really want to find a woman who wants to be in a relationship and maybe pursue the thought of having a family. It doesn't have to be instant, just something that I'm interested in, and I want folks to be aware up front.
Okay.
Gotta respect putting that right out there.
You have to.
Oh.
Well, I can't. Well, I'm all over the place with this one. I'm supporting it. I'm not.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
If you were just coming out.
Yeah.
Wouldn't this just be the most appealing thing in the world to you?
You know that it would, because then you would be able
to experience what
you want to experience and be secure immediately.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Yep.
It's exactly right.
I'm very satisfied with who I am, and you should be too. If you're carrying around baggage from the three past relationships you've been in, I'm not interested.
Thanks for sharing.
Let's take a walk in the park, have a glass of wine or a cup of coffee, enjoy a good meal, talk about everything and anything, smile and enjoy ourselves, and see where it takes us.
Well, that's kind of okay.
This is the perfect personal for that newbie that's just come out.
And that says,
it covers
ooh,
the nature thing. It covers the coffee thing.
It does.
It covers the baggage
security thing.
Yeah, the security, the whole life that we have planned together, and
you
let's
know,
be married.
I might give that even a B. Maybe a B minus.
For the newbies, I'd give an A. If the newbies, that's the newbies are going to crawl all over that like white
right?
on rice, baby.
Let me
baby.
Take a look at this little photog. Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's a good trimming out of a buddy, though. You can see that she trimmed her buddy right out, so she must have listened to you a little bit.
Oh, totally, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Why she did it, I'm sure.
Very much so.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
Wow, well, that
2 hours
really
flies by like
what
a bullet.
Happened? Yeah.
Like a lesbianic bullet.
Everybody that stayed with us in the chatty.
We will be back here next Wednesday.
Yep.
God only knows what
will
happen.
Willing.
God willing,
we'll be here next
with
Wednesday.
With the challah bread.
Happy birthday again to JJ. Lovely having you celebrate with all of us. Beth,
J-Ro, thanks for making the drive and coming to hang out at Space Coast Pride. We totally appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Ladies, hanging in there, 14 in the chat room at 11 o'clock at night.
Love having
you. Go home. Get some sleep.
See you then.
You going to hang out in the chat room Sunday?
Absolutely.
All right. Meet you then.